Okay, guys, we're gonna get started. All right, so welcome to deploying Visual Studio 2010 extensions. My name is Quan To. I'm a program manager on the Visual Studio platform team. My partner today in crime is Istvan Novak, who's one of our C# MVPs. He's also an expert at building Visual Studio extensions. So before we start, I actually wanna take a quick poll here. How many of you guys have actually built a Visual Studio extension for like 2003, 2005, or 2008? Oh, okay, so like three quarters of the room here. So what did you guys use to deploy your extension? Like anyone? MSI? Xcopy? Okay, so for those building MSI, like how hard was it?
Windows installer sucks.
Okay, Windows installer sucks, that's...
So now we have to learn another tool, huh?
Well, that's the good news. You might not have to. It's all done for you. So I've been in Visual Studio for like 5 years. 3 of the 5 years, I worked on the setup team, so I was a deployment PM. So I know MSI pretty well, and even though I've done 3 years of MSI, it still is hard for me as well. So when you're building an extension, oh, looks like my clicker's not working there. All right, go ahead. All right, so when you're actually building an extension, there's a lot of questions you need to think about. How do I deploy my extension? Where do I write my registry keys? Where do I put my files? What install technology do we use? It's really, really painful. So kind of to outline how painful it is, it's kind of like this. So we want to take away the pain. We want to make it easy for you guys. We want to make you happy, happy, happy. All right, get rid of that. Okay, so Istvan's going to do our first demo today. He's going to show you how to download and install extension and show you our new acquisition experience inside Visual Studio 2010. All right, Istvan.
Okay. Welcome you to this session. I will demonstrate how to download an extension from the Visual Studio Gallery. One of my favorite features in Visual Studio 2010 is the one that is called Extension Manager. You can start it directly here from the Tools menu by clicking on Extension Manager or looking at this Tetris-like icon on the toolbar. When I start the Extension Manager, I can see here all my installed extensions. Right now, I have only one extension, the Power Commands, that I have already installed. The nice things start when I click here on the Online Gallery tab. Visual Studio goes to the Extension Manager goes to the Visual Studio Gallery. Actually, I sign it out for a moment. So it goes here to the Visual Studio Gallery and scans all the controls, templates, tools, what I have there, and I can select one of them and download to my computer. Well, actually, I'm looking for a nice utility that would help me just to navigate within my source code when I select, for example, a name of a method, a variable, or something like this. So let's look around, should we have such kind of tool or not. Let's try first look it among the most downloaded components. There are two pages here, the most downloaded. Let's try to find it by name. Maybe its name contains something like source, if it is related to the source code. When I type, Extension Manager looks for this. Oh, here it is, something source outliner. I click on it. Here I can see the details. This preview picture doesn't tell too much about this tool, but here it creates a tool window that provides an outline view of a source code. Maybe that's what I'm looking for. Here is the download button. No, I click it to download the component. I try to click it. It's not easy to handle this moment. Okay. Well, actually, Microsoft Public License MSPL. Okay, I accept it. Let's install this component. Now the component is installed and immediately appears in my installed extensions department here, Source Outliner. Actually, if you see, there is a message here at the bottom of the screen. You must restart Visual Studio in order for the changes to take effect. Actually, maybe a few of you can say, oh, those guys at Microsoft were lazy and didn't implement Visual Studio so that we shouldn't restart it. Actually, the roots of this issue are more architectural. I wouldn't like to dive deeply why is it so, but it's not laziness. So I restart Visual Studio. It's not painful at all. Maybe slow, but not painful. Okay, I restarted it. And now I go and let's make some dog food. Let's check the source code of Source Outliner. And with view, other windows, I select Source Outliner Power Toy. And here it is. I can access it immediately. Let's check how it works. For example, let's open this nice file called Code Outline File Manager. Here it is. When I click to a class name, to a field name, or to a property name, it immediately goes there. If I'm interested only in the methods, here they are, and let's go to the index size method. Here it is. So, it's so easy. I go to the extension manager right now, and I can see that here is source outliner as an installed extension. If I don't like it, I just simply press to uninstall, or because of other reason, I don't want to load it with Visual Studio, I can simply disable it. I hope from this demo you could see why Extension Manager is a powerful and new great feature in Visual Studio 2010. Back to Quan.
Thanks, Isuan. Mm-hmm. Okay, so as Isuan mentioned, the backend to everything you saw there is the Visual Studio Gallery. So for those of you who were doing 2008 stuff, the Visual Studio Gallery actually launched when we launched Visual Studio 2008. And we've actually made a lot of improvements to it for Visual Studio 2010. Some of these include now we're actually part of MSDN, so there's a lot of MSDN branding. If you go to it today, it's changed. It's got the new look and feel of Visual Studio, the new little like infinity icon. We've updated the UI, the navigation, to make it easier for you to find your extensions. We've improved the ratings and reviews. We've added things like notifications, discussions, and statistics. So you can go on when you upload an extension and see how many downloads you've had, how many page views you've had as well. The in-product integration, this is with the extension manager that you just saw. And the extensions now can live on the server. So in the past, in 2008, you'd have to go ahead and add an entry to the gallery and point it to somewhere else where someone would download it. Now you can upload your extensions to the gallery and have it hosted on the gallery. Go to the next slide. Okay, so I'm going to walk you through the extension manager architecture here. So imagine the blue box here is Visual Studio. And what we've done in 2010 is build a set of services called the extension manager services that allow you to that will actually talk to the gallery online. It'll query for the extensions, it'll download the extensions, and then the same service will install the extensions onto your machine. Inside Visual Studio itself, we have three client pieces for 2010. There's the Extension Manager UI that you just saw. There's the new project dialog that also allows you to go online and download new templates. And then the start page itself also talks to the Extension Manager to find if there's other custom start pages on your machine. So these guys talk to the Extension Manager service, which then talks to the web services we have on the gallery. And then when someone wants to download an extension, the extension manager will download the extension and then install it either to the per-user location or a per-machine location. So the little purple box that you saw moving around, that's what we call our V6 file. So this is basically just a zip file. It uses the open packaging convention, and the key to this file is the extension manifest. So the manifest itself contains kind of three important pieces of information. The first one is the metadata. This is where you have your name, your company information, your ID, all the market information you have, maybe your own company website. The second piece is your dependency. So this is when you have a dependency on another V6. So say, for example, you have a dependency on someone else's extension. If that extension isn't installed on the machine, what we'll do is block the user at install time and tell them where to get that extension. That way, they have to at least get their dependencies before they can install your extension, and they won't be in a broken state. The last one is a list of all the content types that we support, and you would list out your supported content type inside the V6. So what do we support? We support VS packages. math components, and this is for editor extensions, project and item templates, toolbox controls, and we also have the ability for you to define your own custom type. So if you had your own ecosystem, you had people extending your own extensions, you can define those as a custom type. And as an example, we've used our start page as a custom type of things that you can actually extend. There are a few things that we wanted to get to, but we didn't in Visual Studio 2010. This includes add-ins and code snippets. There's a lot more Visual Studio extension points. In fact, when we first did this and we looked at the extension manager, there was like 34 extension points inside the IDE. And we've tried to cover the main ones and the important ones, but add-ins, code snippets, we know are out there. We weren't able to get to it in 2010. We do want to get to it in a future version. Okay, so I'm going to hand things back to Isfahan. This is kind of the heart of our talk here. He's going to do the end-to-end scenario where he's going to be creating an extension, he's going to be debugging the extension, and then he's going to share it on the gallery, and then he's going to actually consume it himself after he's uploaded to the VS gallery. All right, Isfahan.
Hey, thank you.
Let me switch over.
There we go. Okay, thank you. So we started from the beginning, creating a Visual Studio package with the Visual Studio SDK installed on my machine. If you don't know how to install Visual Studio SDK, just go for msdn.com/vsx, and you will definitely find it. Okay, now I'm creating a new package with a simple tool window, but I'd like to create a nice tool window. So I will give it to the name Nice tool window. Sorry. It will be nice only its name, by its name. Okay. When I give it the name, the Visual Studio Integration Package Wizard starts. I declare that I would like to create a Visual C# package. And now I fill a few information. Nice tool window will be the name, and I make a more verbose description like demo tool window. Okay. I have three options here that are not exclusive. I can create a menu command, a tool window, or a custom editor. This time I will create a tool window. The name of the window will be Nice tool window, and this time I don't create either an integration test or a unit test project. When I click the finish, Visual Studio creates a package for me. The package has everything, and you can see it has a file source.extension.vsix manifest, which is the key for deployment. Now, I say I rebuild my solution, and then I start it. Actually, when I start a package, another instance of Visual Studio 2010 starts, which is called experimental instance. This experimental instance runs the same devm.exe as the main instance of Visual Studio, but it uses separate configuration settings. Actually, it works as a testbed for my package. Here, I click on View, Other Windows, and Nice Tool Window, and here is my Nice Tool Window. And now it's working. What happened when I started the experimental instance? How this package get into the experimental instance? Actually, Visual Studio, the building process, uses the same deployment mechanism we will look later when we upload the component to the Visual Studio and then download it. The key of the deployment is the V6 file. Here in Visual Studio, I can have two views of the V6 file. When I double-click the file, it opens automatically the default view, which is right now a not-so-nice editor, but maybe in the future and in the release version, it will be nicer. Here are the informations Kwan also mentioned. Just to fit on the screen, now I start it in its plain XML mode with the view code command. Here you can see the V6 manifest file. The first thing I can see that it's really brief. Here is the identifier section, where the ID, which is right now a GUI ID, and the version together identify the package. When I change the version number, it's actually a new identity of the package. Actually, I can change the name. I just put a few spaces here. I can change the description. And I can set a few flags. Here in the identity section, you can see the supported product section. This section says actually that right now my package is supported only by the Visual Studio Professional Edition. I can put here more editions like the VSTS and so on. Here are the references. Here are the references to the dependent VSX packages. And here is the content section that defines the payload. Actually, right now, my extension is a Visual Studio package. Look at here at this token. This token is used by the build process to actually identify those artifacts that should be put into the V6 file. So let's build this package again. And look what we have. I go here and open the containing folder, go into the binary debug folder. And here is the nice to window.v6 file. I rename it to zip. Yes, I really want to do it. And let's have a look at what's inside this file. This zip file is actually an open packaging convention file that can be seen by this contents_types.xml file. And what we have here, here we have a package depth file, here we have the DLL, and here we have the manifest. Let's have a look at this package depth file. What do you think what this file is? It looks like a .reg file. Actually, this file contains the information that is put into the registry. Every Visual Studio package is actually a COM object. In the past, using Visual Studio 2008 or 2005, actually, this is the information that an MSE installer had to put into the system registry. Right now, this pane is moved away. Here is this file, and the V6 installer automatically does the registration for me. Okay. Now we have our V6 file. It's time to share it with the community. To share it with the community, the first thing, either I should rebuild it or rename the zip file. To share this extension with the community, the easiest thing is to go to the Visual Studio Gallery. Here at the Visual Studio Gallery, we have an upload button to upload this component. Before doing this, I would like to take you with a short tour around Visual Studio Gallery. This is the best source to find free, paid, or trial extensions for your need. Actually, there are three departments right now: tools, controls, and templates. When I go to the tools department, I can see that for coding, I have something like 205 components. When clicking on coding, here are all the components. I can sort them by ranking or by some a few other properties. Well, actually, I'm looking for components for Visual Studio 2010, so I go here and click on this link to filter the components. I see that there are only 13 components for Visual Studio 2010 right now that are tools, and right now, I don't want to pay for them, so I select free. And I have 9 components here. When I want to obtain any of them, for example, the source outliner, I just click. And here I can use the download button. And when I say open, actually the, oh yeah, it's the source code outliner, and I have already installed it just as like as you show as you saw it from my first demo. So actually, can download it. Okay, but this time I would like to upload a component, this nice tool window that I have created. To do that, first I have to sign in. I sign in with my account. Okay. Now I press that magic upload button and do all the three steps required to publish my component. My component is assumed to be a tool. It's in name, it says nice tool windows, so it cannot be anything else. When I press next, I go for the second step, upload. Here I have two separate options. The first option is that actually I would upload my tool. It means that the V6 file I upload to Visual Studio Gallery is stored there, and later I can download this component just clicking on a button with the download caption. Another option is, if I want to publish a paid component or some other reason, even a free component, I can redirect my customer to a link here. In this case, you will see a get no caption for the buttons of those components. Actually, right now, I want really to upload the V6 file here. I select my tool. It should be somewhere in my documents. Visual Studio 10 projects. Nice tool window. Great. Bin debug. And here it is, the V6 file. When I press next, my V6 file is about to upload it. Now, it's in the gallery. As the last step, I can specify a few other attributes for my tool. Let's say it should be in the coding and in the other categories, and I add the tag, nice tool. Okay. Let it free, and let, oh, not paid, free, and we can specify a page describing what this component is. Actually, it's a demo package for DevTools Summit. It's rich text, so I can demonstrate it by putting it into bold and using maroon as the color. Okay. Before uploading the component or before publishing it, I must agree with the contribution agreement. And now I can create this contribution. At this moment, the component, okay, now it's uploading. At this moment, this component is uploaded to the Visual Studio. I have set up all its important attributes, but it's not yet published. It seems a bit slow. Maybe there are too many people downloading Visual Studio Beta 2.
Probably.
I forgot to take my Murphy spray with me.
Still going?
That's a nice thing in live demos. It's here. Actually, it's uploaded, but it's not published. Here I can either edit the information, publish the component, or delete it. This time, let me publish it. Okay. Now it's published. When I go and go to the tools, I can see at the top, here is my nice tool window. Great, it works. as an author, what else I can do with this component. When clicking here, Visual Studio knows that I'm the owner, so puts me back onto this page, and later I can even see the statistics about my components. Actually, right now, not too many information available because I have just uploaded this component. Okay, let's go to the gallery home. So now we could see that we created a Visual Studio package. It's uploaded to the Visual Studio gallery, and let's see how it is shared among the members of the community. I close this solution, and I put a cap of a community member on my head who is looking for, let's say, a nice tool window. So this community member goes to the extension manager, clicks on online gallery, and he has a lot of things here. He is looking, he or she, looking for some nice things. What nice thing? Oh, there are too many nice things here. But, of course, the nice tool window is the most important. If someone does not have a nice tool window, there is no reason to leave. Okay. And the community member can download it. As you could see, I had not specified any license agreement, so this dialogue tells me that the standard license agreement is available and is valid for this component. I install it, and right now it's here. Of course, I have to restart Visual Studio. Oh, it's much quicker than it was before. Yeah. Okay, and I can go here and try if it works or not. Here is my nice tool window. And well, it works. And here in the extension manager, I can see that it's still installed. Okay.
All right,
let's go back.
Okay, so Isvan just showed you how to create your extension, how to share it, how to reconsume it, and what your customers are going to get when they actually download it. So I'm going to talk a little bit about updates. Because we are an X-copy model, right, updates are rip and replace, which means that we're going to remove the existing extension that's on the machine and then lay down the new one. So in order for you to make your extension basically be updatable, make sure you keep the ID of your V6 file the same and then have a newer version. So just because it has a newer version, Visual Studio itself and the extension manager will know now when we query the gallery for what you have on your machine and what's up there. We'll do the comparison, and we'll let the user know that an update's available. So your customers themselves can opt in the tool's options to automatically check for updates every time the extension manager gets launched, or they can actually just go to the updates tab inside the extension manager and look for the available updates. So we've kind of showed you the goodness of V6, all the things you can do, but there are limitations to Xcopy and our V6 model. So the first one is writing register keys outside of the VS Hive. So if you need to write a register key and it's inside the VS Hive, you can use a package.dev file that Isvan showed you earlier. If you need to write things outside of the Hive, such as file associations, that's not supported in VS 2010. Additionally, if you have start menu shortcuts or desktop shortcuts, that's not available. If you need to do NGen, GAC, or custom actions, that's not supported in V6 as well. If you do need to do any of those, and we understand some of you have extensions that, let's say, have to configure an IIS database or, an IIS server or a SQL database, in that case, you probably need a custom action, and that's when you should still use an MSI. So MSIs are still supported. You can upload your MSI to the gallery. It's going to show up in the extension manager. We had a question in one of the earlier sessions that it wasn't in beta 1. So we did make the change due to a lot of feedback from you guys. So you will see MSIs inside the extension manager acquisition experience. From a user perspective, when they want to download the MSI, we're going to take them to the web page where the MSI lives, and then they can download that. It is a little bit outside of the extension manager, but it's still accessible to your customers. And so if you're going to build an MSI, we have some best practices for you as well to make sure that you kind of flow in the same environment for the extension manager, that your extension shows up after it's installed as well. So inside your MSI, create a file, which is your extension.v6 manifest. And make sure you have this tag, the installed by MSI tag, set to true. Then when you're installing your files, install them to where VS is installed under Common 7 IDE extensions. And then go ahead and create your own company product version subdirectory underneath that. If you do need to write registry keys, just as in the past, if you're registering packages, instead of doing that, just use a package.dev file. So if you lay down the package.dev file, VS will automatically write those keys for you when it launches. And then there's no need to call devn.exe/setup anymore. So I know a lot of you who had extensions back then had a custom action that would call that. The only reason you'd still need that is if you had any templates registered in the global template cache. Otherwise, if you're just installing packages or you're just doing an extension install, there's no more /setup necessary in VS 2010. So by doing all of this, your customers will get their extensions to show up after it's installed in the extension manager. When someone tries to uninstall it, we're just going to tell them to go to Windows Add Remove Programs to uninstall it. And the reason we do that is we don't want to just delete that folder because there might be additional things your MSI installs, and that could put the user in a weird mix and match state. Okay, so we've actually gone through things pretty quickly. So now what? So go ahead, download VS 2010 Beta 2. So we launched it earlier today. It's on MSDN, so for those of you who have MSDN subscriptions, go ahead and download it. I know the network's been slow, and I think a bunch of you are. The SDK is there as well, so when you see VS Ultimate or Premium, you can also download the SDK right beside it. For those of you who don't have an MSDN subscription, this will be available on Wednesday to the general public on the Download Center, so just keep an eye out for that. When you install the SDK, we have a bunch of templates to help you start with building your extensions. And these are templates for building editor extensions, building your own tool window, building your own menu commands. So play with those, try it out. And then we actually look forward to seeing your extensions on the Visual Studio Gallery. So when you actually have it all built up, make sure you upload it and then share it with the community. So with that, we're going to go to questions. And Isvan and I will be around all week. If you guys have questions and you can't think of them now, just feel free to come up to us. Otherwise, we're just going to open up the floor for questions if you guys have any. Let me get you a mic as well.
Can you turn on the other one, too?
You had just mentioned that packages could just be put in the extension directory, their manifest information, I take it, and no longer needed to use the setup switch to get configured when installed. Is that going to be true, then, for installing an isolated shell application as well?
Yes, exactly so.
And I guess along the same lines with an isolated shell application, would the gallery that you showed be the natural place to showcase such an app, or do you have another place for that kind of thing?
You can put your extensions on the gallery. However, for isolated shell applications, they are custom to you. They're not part of the Visual Studio product.
Exactly.
So your customers can...
Like it's exactly an extension.
Exactly. So right now we only have support for one gallery, which is the Visual Studio Gallery. You could put your extensions on the gallery, but they won't be queried and they won't show up on the online experience in your isolated shell application. However, your customers can install your isolated shell applications and it will show up in the installed experience. And you can point them to your own website to get them, either through documentation or however you want to point them to it. And then they can double-click on it when they have it installed or an IE just run and that will launch the out-of-proc install experience and that will install it to your isolated shell. Jared, can you go? Thank you. Any other questions? I'll get you in the back after.
Does it work with locale A-specific packages as well? So I noticed that there was in the package definition there's locale indicator. Mm-hmm. What about locale A-specific?
Yes, so we actually do have support for localization. So the way it works is we have a locale-specific manifest which will localize the strings of your extension. And so let's say you have a Japanese VS installed and you have an extension that's English and Japanese. The extension manager will pick up the Japanese strings and show it in the UI. So we do have a support for that. What you do is you just build your own normal localized extension. And then inside your resources folder for your localized language, also drop a localized V6 manifest. This guy in the back. Here you go.
Hi. How would that work with the extensions that actually go into the Team Foundation server? Is there a similar infrastructure?
So on the server itself, there isn't a same, isn't the same infrastructure. At this point, we haven't worked with them on this, so it actually won't be different. I think those would still be MSIs. So that's a good question. Let me actually talk to them and see if they've looked at this. Any other questions? All right. Well, thanks for your time, everyone. Do appreciate you guys coming out here. And again, we'll be here all week. So if you guys have any questions, just feel free to swing by. All right. Thank you.